Pakistani health officials are in an emergency huddle to discuss plans on how to eradicate polio virus from the country. Authorities are devising new strategies in the wake of international travel restrictions recently imposed on Pakistan by the World Health Organization due to rising number of polio cases in the country. According to the public health arm of the United Nations, Pakistani citizens will not be allowed to travel abroad without the document certifying that they have been vaccinated for the virus.
In a situation where we have already extremism and we are already, fighting against terrorism, such recommendation or such advisory may can help affect Pakistan's. So I think they have decided it in haste.
Despite reservations, the government has decided to implement the WHO's restrictions and would set up special centres at all airports to issue health certificates to citizens travelling abroad.
Pakistan is one of only three countries where the polio virus remains endemic. The World Health Organization has confirmed that 59 new cases of polio have been reported in the country this year alone.
Majority of these cases have been reported from the country's tribal areas where the military is fighting pro-Taliban militants. The provincial government, which is run by the party of Imran Khan, describes the US-led so-called war on terror as one of the reasons behind the country's failure to eradicate polio.
Ever since when the Abbottabad incident took place, after that the attacks on polio workers started. And that's how it started, and for the first time when it was sort of difficult for us as a provincial minister, as a provincial government, that we had to take care of the polio and the rest of the nine diseases.
Pro-Taliban militant groups have been opposing polio vaccinations and accusing health workers of pursuing a political agenda. Dozens have been killed in acts of violence carried out against polio vaccine workers in recent years. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.